From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July the 26th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature will vote on the 2016-17 Columbia Greene Community College budget in the coming weeks. College President Jim Campion is confident the $16.7 million plan will pass in Greene County, just as it did in Columbia County on July 13. Campion said college officials were able to find places for cuts to personnel as a result of attrition. He said in previous years, student support made up close to 36% of annual spending, but this year that expenditure decreased to 30%. All 12 school districts in Greene and Columbia counties report a declining enrollment, which has led to fewer prospective students for the school. The number of current full-time students at Columbia Greene is 1,150. Because of the low enrollment figures, Campion said there is less of a demand for additional adjunct faculty. Tuition for the 2016-17 school year will increase by 4.5%, equivalent to an additional $96 per semester for a full-time student. The proposed budget first goes to the Greene County Legislature Resources Committee on August 3rd, then moves on to the Government Operations and Finance Committee before a vote by the full legislature on August the 17th. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Debbie Mayer is reporting in the Columbia paper that the Germantown Board of Education has increased the number of district kindergarten classes to accommodate the 45 children enrolled for the current school year. Board considered two options and chose a three-class alternative, two of the classes with 15 students and a third with 16. The question then became how to staff the third section. The cost of hiring new additional staff would be approximately $81,000, including benefits, but that cost was not calculated into the district's 2016-17 budget. The board chose instead to reassign an existing kindergarten-certified teacher to the third section and hire a part-time teacher's aide for $12,000 a year with no benefits. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that on Monday, July the 25th, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo directed the New York State Department of Public Service to take immediate steps to lower statewide energy use due to weather predictions of high temperatures and humidity. The Department of Public Service is the state agency that regulates energy utilities. All state agencies have been directed to immediately lower their energy uses by turning off lights, raising air conditioning temperatures, closing window shades, and powering down unused computers, printers, and other electrical devices. Cuomo strongly encouraged local public officials and municipalities to follow suit. With temperatures forecast to reach 90 degrees through early next week across much of New York, the general public can also take action to lower demand. To reduce energy use, particularly during peak periods, consumers are encouraged to close drapes, windows, and doors to reduce solar heat buildup, use washing machines, dryers, dishwashers, and ovens early in the morning or late at night, turn off air conditioners, lights, and other appliances when not at home, and use a timer to turn on the air conditioner 30 minutes before returning home, or use fans in place of air conditioners. Fans can make rooms feel 5 to 10 degrees cooler and use 80% less energy. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board has passed a new local law to regulate the use of solar energy townwide. The board recently approved the law authorizing adoption of zoning provisions to allow solar farms within town borders and permit the addition of solar energy systems on individual homes. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis said, and I quote, "It's something we need to do. A lot of large companies have approached us about renting land for solar farms. This is going to allow for more consistency with homeowners when they install their own systems," end quote. Davis said the law was also important for first responders. They need to know in an emergency if a solar energy system has been installed on a structure's roof. Under the new law, large-scale solar farms are permitted with the issuance of special use permits in agriculture, high-density residential, general commercial, and industrial zoning districts. All large systems must be enclosed by a fence to prevent unauthorized access. Warning signs displaying the owner's contact information must be placed on the entrance and perimeter of the fencing. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail is reporting that the 6th annual United Way Leo Lasher Catfish Derby was held last weekend. The event raised funds for the United Way of Columbia and Greene Counties. After he hooked a 35.5-inch long 28-pound catfish, he won a cash prize of $500. Cody Seelan won the youth category with 23-inch catfish and took home a new Schwinn bicycle. Almost 60 catfish were entered and released into the Hudson River. United Way Executive Director Brad Posner said, and I quote, "Again this year, the fundraising event exceeded our expectations in the amount of money raised and our goals for registered fishermen," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Cupcake Wars are returning to the county fair. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Cupcake Wars will return to the Columbia County Fair this year. The cup-shaped convection competition will take place on Monday, September the 5th, in the Midfield Arena at the Chatham Fairgrounds. Entries are judged on taste, presentation, and originality, and prizes will be awarded in both the savory and the sweet categories. Nancy Fuller, cook and host of Food Network's Farmhouse Rules, will officiate. The contest is open to youngsters 14 and younger and adults 15 and older. Entry forms and contest rules are available at the fair office at the intersection of State Routes 203 and 66 in Chatham or online at www.columbiafair.com. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. The New York Times is reporting that the board of the Silicon Valley company Yahoo has agreed to sell the company's core internet operations and land holdings to Verizon Communications for $4.8 billion. After the sale, Yahoo shareholders will hold approximately $41 billion in investments in the Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba Yahoo Japan and a small portfolio of patents. The price tag was a fraction of Yahoo's peak value of more than $125 billion in January of 2000. Yahoo's chief executive, Marissa Mayer, is not expected to join Verizon, but she is due to receive a severance payout worth $57 million. Yahoo was founded in 1994, and at the time of its acquisition was one of the last pioneer companies operating independently. The site began as a directory of websites, but recently offered more, including searches, emails, shopping, and news. You can read that full story in the New York Times. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting patchy fog in the early morning, but otherwise it will be sunny with a temperature high near 88 degrees. On Tuesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 63. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 91 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. And on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 89 degrees. A chance of thunderstorms and then showers continue through Thursday night into Friday morning. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Sunrise today was at 5:41 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:21 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 26th day of July, 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.